A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet. Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a very terrible thing to lose your job. It can be frustrating. It can be very challenging. You wake up one morning, you go to work, and you are served a letter. Your services are no longer needed here. Let us take out some time to pray for those who have lost their jobs all over the world in recent times. Those who are going through stress, those who are at the verge of despair. Just yesterday, Jesus almost lost his job. After he read from Isaiah chapter 61, so who are you to tell us that you are the Messiah? Remember the whole discourse yesterday about the Jubilee, about the Messiah, about the fulfillment of the Messiah. And they threw him to the brow where their town was made and wanted to throw him down headlong. In other words, stop preaching, stop talking. You're going to lose your job. Today is a continuation of the event of yesterday. And just like he spoke, just like he read, he had to cast out the demon from the man who was possessed. For them to see, he walked his talk. By the way, demonic possession is real. And after that, they still did not believe in him, even when news went around. They were so obstinate. The signs were there for them to see. Every time I read this passage, I ask myself, if I were there during the time of Jesus, would I have followed him? Would I have been like the Pharisees, the scribes? Today, our church, our Cathedral of the Angels, is celebrating the anniversary of the dedication. Like the entrance song says, or we sang during the entrance hymn, although we are many, but we are one body in Christ. The church is a beautiful place to encounter the Lord. Many have encountered the Lord. You can imagine our church over the years, how many souls have been saved from coming to church. Let us continue to pray for those who are given up, those who are at the verge of despair. Perhaps they lost their jobs and they have given up on God. Let us keep them in our prayers. Jesus says to us, when one door closes, many others opens up. But the problem remains that when one door closes, our eyes are fixed on that door that is closed and not seeing the ones that are opened.